Rebels in Syria say they have launched a major offensive to capture a key airbase in the north of the country. Nathan Morley reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a British-based anti-government rights group, said that heavy fighting had broken out near the airport in the Idlib province, where rebels have made significant gains in recent days. Video posted on the internet showed fighters attacking the base in an attempt to control a strategic zone between Syria's two biggest cities, Aleppo and Damascus. The Syrian government has also intensified airstrikes on the suburbs of the capital Damascus, according to an activist who was speaking to the AFP news agency. Michael Stevens from the Royal United Service Institute says that President Assad is still firmly in control of the army and air force.
I would say that the way Syria tends to work, and especially now, is that actually Bashar is mostly in control. So he's able sort of to deliver from his perspective.
Rights groups and the United Nations say that rebels and forces loyal to President Assad have both committed war crimes during the 19-month-old conflict. The conflict in Syria began with protests against President Assad and has now spiraled into a civil war, which the United Nations says has left 32,000 people dead and which threatens to drag in regional powers. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.